From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City. Hey, Felix, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Okay, we got some new music coming up to start the new year. This is something that I'm going to sneak on Jasmine. You've never heard this before. It's called...
Oh, yeah, right.
It's called San Marcos. It's by an artist by the name of Rafael, who's... Argentine Jewish.
What?
I got you. I very rarely pull the wool over your eyes, but I got you on this one, so I'm happy about that.
My eyes are full of wool.
This is cross-cultural music from a guy who has a cross-cultural background. Rafael is, check this out, he was born in Israel. He was raised in L.A., like I said, by Argentine Jewish parents. He became a producer, a DJ. He did some singles. He did some collaborations. This is his first full-length album. As you heard, there were a lot of sonic textures to that. I really like the jarana feel on the little stringed instrument and the drum. That massive drum sound could be from anywhere. It could be hip-hop. It could be a zurdo. It could be one of those Argentine bombo. I really love the sound of that drum. Like I said, it could be from anywhere.
I kept thinking, where do I know this singer from? I've heard this kind of voice, and he has like a very toy instrument type of sound, you know, kind of like another band we love from Argentina called CLDSCP. And he did this awesome cover of Depeche Mode's Just Can't Get Enough in Spanish. It's a really good cover, and I'm not a big fan of cover songs, but this is one that I actually really like.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass myself and say that
you
I don't know.
You do it all the time. Don't worry.
I don't know that the Depeche Mode song.
What? Wait.
That was a period during the 80s when I just sort of checked out and didn't really pay attention. Honestly, I don't know that song.
That's.
I know. Listen,
wow.
Our producer, Jessica Goldstein, is in the studio with me and her mouth is on the floor. She cannot believe
that. I can't believe that.
I know.
Well, I think you have to be suspended.
I think,
well, Depeche Mode was a band. Do you know who they were?
Yeah, I know who they were. I used to see.
Okay, sorry.
I used to watch them on MTV with the sound.
I just want to prolong your embarrassment.
Yeah,
for
thank
as
you
long
for that.
As possible.
Thank you. That. I think we should change the subject and play something completely different. This is something you brought in by AJ Davila.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about this. AJ Davila is a garage rocker from Puerto Rico. He was the leader of a very successful garage rock band called Davila 666, which had a lot of crossover success. In fact, Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered is a huge fan. Just a great band, and he's doing like a solo career now, and he's about to release an album, which is going to be called Amor Terror. I got to listen to this new album. It comes out February 18th. It is so good. Here's one of my favorite tracks. This is called Animal, and I think it's like a vicious twist. I love that he has these vocals that are very chopped and screwed, you know, syrupy, like very like Southern rap, very, very syrupy and slow and drawn out.
Okay, I spoke to AJ Davila on the phone from his home in Puerto Rico to ask him about the song because I just couldn't get it out of my head. And this is what he told me about those voices.
They tried to incorporate, you know, all these, like, Houston in the 90s, they used to do all these cool hip-hop voices, like the low-pitch voices, and they do it now a lot on the new hip-hop scene. So I wanted to incorporate that to, you know, to rock and roll.
Do you consider this any different than the music that you made before?
The Davila songs are my songs, you know what I mean? So I think always that I'm going to always have that trademark of the catchiness on the melody, but on this record, I wanted to incorporate a lot of things that I didn't have the chance to work with Davila. So I think this is my best work I have been.
Okay, now we're going to drastically switch gears from Puerto Rican garage rock to Spain in the 1960s for no other reason that I just have to play something from this great new compilation I got in the mail. It's called Peppermint Twist, Rocking Twist Instrumentals, Exotica, and Other Sounds from Spain, 1958 to 1966. It's from our friends at Munster and Vampisol Records in Madrid. In fact, we're going to take a short trip back in time to Spain in the 1960s, to hear how that country absorbed musical influences from other parts of the world during a time when there were tight restrictions on what kind of music was played and heard in that country. And we're going to start it out with this way cool mix of jazz and the Spanish song form known as copla. It's called Mi Andaluz. It's by Silvia y Los Caminantes. Check out this sound.
La, 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 la.
The background vocals.
Yeah, it's definitely a doo-wop influence for sure.
Mother poeta, en tus labios la saeta y en tu mirada la noche bruja. Andaluz, con estampa de torero, y al decirte yo te quiero, un paraíso tuvo figura. Andaluz, que me tienes medio loca de soñar con tu vida fascinante, de sentir bajo el sol de Andalucía la sublime poesía de tu risa y de tu cante. Andaluz, de la cara bronceada que me ves enamorada, buscando tanto tu corazón. Andaluz,
Andaluz,
gloria y pena de mi vida,
de mi vida.
Tú
serás
mi cariño y mi pasión.
Tienes medio loca de soñar con tu vida fascinante, de sentir.
That jazzy blues break in the middle is part of a reflection of how that music was
very slowly seeping in.
Yeah, definitely coming in from every angle.
And I think it's just really important, you know, to emphasize to listeners that even like that little tiny bit of musical influence was pretty revolutionary in that era, because, you know, Franquismo, you know, the whole rule of Franco, it really mobilized and supported the masses with popular music like copla. In fact, I was reading this article recently that called copla the soundtrack to Franquismo. And it's not unlike what other dictatorships have done. You know, you move the masses with a very folkloric, very nationalistic, very popular form of music. So even to incorporate like a little bit of jazz or a little bit of blues or a little bit of rock was, you know, eyebrow raising.
Okay, now we're going to move to the post-Franco years when there was an explosion of artistic expression in music and visual arts and in writing after these decades of living under a dictatorship. I'm going to play a track for you by the artist who goes by the name of Martirio. And it reflects back on the influence of the copla in her music. And in particular, I liked the way it sounded with Mi Andaluz. This is called Dicen, and this is from Martirio.
Doña Aurora sobre el pelo no se puso ni una flor, y su patio de calpura, un convento dura y una cárcel con cerrojo para el luto de su amor. Dicen que lleva un velo sobre el semblante. Dicen que si habla sola de madrugada. Dicen que en sus ojazos como diamantes brilla una luz extraña de oscuridad. Y Sevilla a todas horas cuenta, canta y mire usted que está blanca doña Aurora, lo mismito que el papá. Dicen que llora y llora por su querer. Se ha casado Pepe Mora y al momento doña Aurora. Los vestidos de esponsales desentierra del arcón y de novia y con mantilla por las calles de Sevilla. Va una pena pregonando que ha perdido la razón. Dicen que eran dos ascuas sus ojos moros. Dicen que con un aire de majestad. Dicen fue repartiendo monedas de oro desde una punta a otra de la ciudad. Y a su paso los chiquillos para burla de su amor le tiraban papelillos y apuñado el arroz. Dicen que era una pena ver su dolor.
I love Martirio because I think, like so many artists, you can really trace this political evolution and devolvement of Spain.
I did an interview with her in 2007, and that's when I discovered that Martirio is actually a character. She's not a real person. The person behind the character, her name is Isabel Quiñones Gutierrez, who is a performance artist who did play in the rock bands, who did sing copla, who did all that stuff. She incorporated all these things that she learned as she was growing up in the post-Franco era and incorporated it into this character, Martirio. And for people who don't know, you know, she dresses in these elaborate flamenco-style dresses. She has these flamenco hair combs that puffs her hair up, very elaborate, and she's always wearing dark sunglasses. She said she created Martirio to inspire Spaniards to explore their own personal and artistic freedoms after Franco's death.
The period in Spain after Franco's death and like the early 80s and La Movida Madrileña with Pedro Almodóvar, and it was just fascinating. I mean, I think every country in Latin America went through a similar period after these really brutal dictatorships in which it's almost like you're a teenager and all of a sudden you're like 19 or 20 and you have rights. I mean, you can go out, you can do whatever you want, and you go a little bit crazy with that creative energy and that freedom. And what comes out is pretty interesting.
Another thing that happened there in Spain, and as we wrap up this little mini segment on Spain and artistic expression, is the jazz also started to become influenced by flamenco, and flamenco influenced by jazz. And I have another compilation, again, from Vampisol, there was a tenor saxophone player named Pedro Iturralde from in Spain, who recorded some very, very influential and very important tracks in the late 1960s. And this track is called Soleares, which is a form of flamenco. It's with just the tenor saxophone and a guitar, recorded in 1967. The guitarist was listed on the album as Paco de Algeciras, who was really Paco de Lucía.
That is so brilliant how the saxophone is kind of emulating the flamenco vocal.
Pedro Iturralde was an underrated, unsung hero of the Spanish music scene in the 1960s. These recordings in particular are so important to show his influence and just how far ahead he was thinking. Okay, that's going to wrap up our short time trip to Spain. Jasmine, let's get back to new music. What do you got?
You know, I was thinking a few weeks ago, we did a show on Cuban soul singer La Lupe. And one of the things we touched upon is how she, alongside Fania and Celia Cruz, they really explored the African roots of their music. But they did so with really, you know, a sense of pride, and there wasn't much barrier to that. And it's amazing that for a lot of these Spanish musicians that we've been exploring in this week's show, it was very revolutionary and controversial to do that. So I thought maybe we could end on Celia Cruz, who is, I don't know, Felix, am I wrong to think that she is kind of the fruition of all that acceptance of African culture, or that push to accept African culture?
She was the beneficiary and a catalyst, sure. She was able to do that strictly by her musical being and how she, the sound of her voice, the material that she performed, and just the way she looked. It was obviously a reflection of the Afro-Caribbean culture that, you know, was, like you say, not always appreciated or supported.
So what I brought is a very relaxed, very chill, very laid back DJ Izem from France doing a remix of Celia Cruz's Quimbara. You know, Celia Cruz's Quimbara, it's really hard not to get up and dance. But he just reconfigured it so that you just want to kind of sit down and have a glass of wine and listen to Celia Cruz.
What he did was deconstructed the rhythm, the Wawanko rhythm, the Afro-Cuban Wawanko rhythm, and he stretched it out, he played with the time, and as you'll hear, he chopped it up and made it do lots of very fun and exciting rhythmic things. I really like this remix.
You're welcome.
Para
Original arrangement, the original performance of this song is just so rhythmically dense and complex and grooves like a runaway train. And this guy just found all the perfect elements to reinforce.
In addition to being a hokey pokey dancer, a twist master, and a flamenco ninja, Felix Contreras is a scientist of deconstructing musical DNAs.
You can hear this song in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And you can hear this music and so many other songs on our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can hear that at npr.org/music.
Felix, this was definitely my favorite show of the year so far.
Mine too. Go figure, right?
It's all downhill from here. No, it's not.
Just, we've been talking about our plans for the year. We have so many great, exciting things to do.
Crazy guest DJs. I can't really tell you guys because your heads will explode.
We're just going to keep moving onward and upward and just keep grooving.
It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be fun. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been
Alt Latino. No, I want to know.
Alt Latino. Alt Latino. I did it.
First one of the year. Come on.